It's a download here on WGN Radio, and it's time for Swap Meet. My favorite night. This is so fun.
Yep.
Thursday night at 10 o'clock. So fun. We all own something that connects us to this great city, this great area, whether it's memorabilia or a souvenir. We go out of our way to keep it from the trash bin. When we move, we take good care to preserve it. It's not junk. It's Chicago history. So what do you have? Tonight, it's time for Swap Meet. It's like Chicago Antique Roadshow. You call in and impress us with what you have. And we'll tell you if it's worth anything. I won't tell you. Greg Flam will tell you. He goes by the name DuPage Picker on Twitter. He's pretty much made a living out of sorting through your junk. Greg Flam, good to see you.
Right, it's great to be back. Thanks, Justin.
312-981-7200. That's the phone number. 312-981-7200. Call in, and Greg will tell you what it's worth. All right, so let's talk about what you brought in tonight, because there's some good stuff.
I know. I'm trying to go with the theme of the season here, with traveling, with the holiday and everything. So I've got a vintage license number bingo game. I've got...
What is that?
Okay, so here it is here.
Oh, wow.
Where you find, like, certain numbers. And you play bingo in the car, keep the kids busy, you know. But that's stuff we would do, like, on vacation, so it kind of...
And Pete will put this up, some of these pictures up on our WGN Radio Live blog, so you can see it. But, yeah, we'll keep going.
Sure, and then I've got some Chicago Fest and Taste of Chicago brochures from back in the day, comparing what live entertainment was, and quite frankly, I thought it was better back then than what we're doing this year. But, yeah, and then some other stuff. Obviously, I got some bear stuff, a sealed Bears checkers set. I've got a 1986 Topps football sticker yearbook.
Oh, I love those.
It's got the same pose.
I had that one.
Yeah, and it's got the same pose as the Super Bowl Shuffle video.
Yeah, of course. Oh, this is so good.
Yeah, and then I brought a couple of the
kidding me?
McDonald's cards that someone brought up last week. I brought a couple of those in.
Oh, this is so, yes, that's right. They were brought up. 312-981-7200. You go ahead and take this segment over. I'm going to look at this
right.
sticker book from 1986.
Right. Third show and taking over.
James Wilder, Jimmy Giles.
Nice.
Kevin House, wide receiver, led the Buccaneers with 44 catches and 803 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I can do this all night.
Yep.
This is so good. All right. So one thing we talked about just in the 9:30 hour or just earlier was this idea that the Chicago Bears paraphernalia, you know, because someone texted in right at the beginning of the show and they said they have this mint condition black and blue poster.
Right.
And that was the poster of the offensive line kind of dressed like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Everybody seemed to I had that. You had that. Pete
right.
had that. Everyone we kind of talked
yeah.
about, we had it. Do you run the risk when you talk about paraphernalia or Chicago memorabilia of running into sort of a group thought where everybody has it? It's tough to get rid of that stuff or sell it or find
right.
out if it's
well,
worth
everybody,
anything.
Obviously, in Chicago and the Midwest has it. But what I noticed when you put it online, it seems like Nebraska and Wyoming and Washington will buy it, you know. Not obviously people
go.
Have it here. So, but a lot of people, you know, even people open bars like in other states, like the Chicago themed bar in another state, and they want that stuff as decor. And so it works out that way.
I didn't even think about that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of like, yeah, it's Chicago Max.
Right, and there's so many of those posters. There's the black and blue. There's, you know, the ones in the locker room. I can't remember the name of that offhand, but, I mean, there's so many.
There's the one where McMahon and Peyton dressed up like Miami Vice.
Yeah, and then there's the one who was dressed up like the Army sergeant or general or whatever. Was that McMahon? I can't remember. But, yeah, there's so many of those, and I pick them up because they go. And there were the Jewel Osco ones. They had the coupon on the side that you could tear off, and if you get the ones without the torn off, you know, it's worth a little
well,
bit more.
Well, do you find newspaper headlines like or newspapers with headlines, like the 85 Bears ones, the Bears Bring It Home.
Right.
I've
yeah.
seen that. Klein just texted me and said, I have that. Like there's the Bears Bring It Home. Is that something that has any value to it?
You know, it's not something I tend to pick up, but I do see it quite a bit. And it just
do newspaper momentums or the idea of like picking a date in history, does that stuff go anywhere?
Yeah, I you know, lately it just doesn't seem like that's something I'm drawn to sell, but I would guess there's still a market for it. I think it's just something that's kind of fading though, you know. I don't know. I don't see too many people hanging that stuff anymore. I mean, maybe you know, as bar decor again, they might hang up a headline.
I just like to print it off the internet.
Right. And that's where we're at these days, right?
Right, exactly. All right, 815. Let's start with 815. 815 says, I have credentials from the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention, one for each of the four nights.
Nice. Yeah, that's something that's not normal. You know, you have to you know, be in the profession to get that. So that would be worth a little bit more. I put that along the lines of like having a pit pass for like the Indy 500 or, you know, different passes for other events. Same thing with concerts, backstage passes, the cloth like sticker, you know, that they would do more back in the day in the 80s and 90s. Those, you know, yeah, keep value.
Is it, I mean, because it's so specific, because it is a pass, because it's a credential, a press credential, does it lose value in the sense that people don't even know what it's, they're not that impressed by the idea that it's a credential?
I think it still would hold some value. It's obviously one of those conventions that definitely went down in history, I mean, compared to other years. So that alone holds some value.
If you have the 2004 convention in Charlotte, not so much, right?
Yeah, but 68, that was a rough year, and it's something, you know, a lot of people remember, and it affected a lot of people. So.
All right, 312-981-7200. It's swap meet night. Greg Flamm is here. Let's go to the phones. Joe, what do you got, Joe?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good tonight.
All right, what do you got?
I have a... I'm moving, and I actually forgot I had this. It was my sister's. It's a folio from the 1893 World's Fair.
Okay.
And it's it has Palace of Fine Arts printed on the front, and it has, I guess, the lithographs of some of the famous paintings that were at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Hmm. Okay.
I've never seen anything online, or I think I've seen it mentioned in one book, and I've never seen anything else anywhere else.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, that's something that is rare, and I always go by, if I don't see it online, then I kind of take it to the next step and research it some more and keep going, especially if I'm going to sell it. I don't know what he would want to do with that, but it's something unique.
This is the third time we've done this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first time I met you doing this. You don't seem to be, not impressed is not the right word, but you don't seem to get too jacked up over World's Fair stuff.
Yeah, I think it's just it's everyone's got their forte, and it's just not kind of my wheelhouse.
But do you see that stuff sell? Do you see World's Fair stuff sell?
You know, I've only looked up a few things, and closer to like the Montreal one and Vancouver World's Fair, things like that. I personally haven't come across or sold enough of it to really kind of get into that. Sorry.
I don't know. You don't have to apologize. I just think it's interesting because we've had a couple. There seems to always be a lot of memorabilia or paraphernalia around the World's Fair.
Yeah. And that is 1893, what he has. So that's definitely, it's getting rare. You know, it's not around.
312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. Greg Flamm is here. We're playing Swap Meet. I love it. Awesome. Chicago memorabilia. What do you got and what it's worth? 312-981-7200. Stay with us. It's swap meet time here on the download. 312-981-7200. What do you got? What's it worth? Let's have some fun. Greg Flamm's in studio. He is the man. He's at DuPage Picker. That is his handle on Twitter.
Yep.
You can also hit us up on Twitter if you use the hashtag swap meet. So let's quickly go through some of the other stuff you have here. I've already loved the football sticker yearbook.
Right.
But you have some other stuff, too, including some, what is it, wax dolphins?
Well, they're the Moldoramas, where I think you could still get them at the zoos, but I have one from the Field Museum. I don't think they have the machine there for that, but they were these big dome glass machines, and you could watch them pour the hot wax into the mold, and you could select from, like, 5 or 6 or 10 different molds, and nowadays, you know, you could get like 10 of them. They're worth about $50, you know. I mean,
really?
Yeah. So I pick them up. I see them every once in a while for a quarter or whatever. Just get a bundle and then sell them. But, you know, they're neat. And I've never come across one from Field Museum. So it's usually Brookfield or Lincoln Park Zoo that I see them. But, so we brought that. And I also have some S&H green stamp booklets and the idea books where you save these green stamps and then you would purchase something out of the book. And now I guess are not really worth much nowadays. Some people still collect them, but obviously you can't.
So essentially, this is what is this? This is, I've never seen this before. This is an ideas book that you collect the stamps.
Yeah,
the
collect these S&H Green stamps, and I'm sure we'll get some calls on that. People will know more than I do on it. I just remember as a kid, my mom and dad would save these things, and we'd have booklets all over the place. And then it was almost like you get the booklet in the mail, you get to choose like a prize or redeem your stamps. And it was Sperry and Hutchison, which now the building is a retirement home off of 290 there near like First Avenue exit, I think. And but that was kind of a thing, growing up, it'd be that, or you would have the coupons from the back of cigarettes that you would, save towards some kind of prize or redemption.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Molly. Molly, what do you got, Molly?
Yeah, I've got a full set of the 1985 Cubs players cards.
Oh,
okay. And are they Topps or what brand, do you know?
I don't know what brand they are, but there was a giveaway when we went to the game.
Okay, and it's complete set. That's nice. I mean, that's what you want to have, the complete set, because if you're missing just one or two, it really hurts the value.
That was a complete set.
Oh, that's good.
You didn't eat Jody Davis, did you? Because that was my problem. Is like at a certain point, I'd be gnawing on the corners of Leon Durham.
All right.
And then I'd be like, this is worth nothing. You've ruined this. And my dad would buy the whole top set, the whole year.
Right.
So it'd be like the whole thing, like 1988. Yep. And he'd be like, don't touch it. And I'd be like, oh, okay. It'd take like 3 hours for me to have them spread out everywhere.
Right, and one in your bicycle spokes,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And the other in my mouth, I ripped one of them. And I'm like, oh,
right.
it was a Padre.
Oh,
nobody cares
go.
About
yeah,
a Padre, right?
Right.
312-981-7200. Is the tie stuff worth anything? This is 847.
Tie stuff.
So wouldn't tie like the Beanie Babies?
I guess those are like needle in the haystack type stuff. So you've really got to know which ones you're looking for. People still will rummage through a laundry basket full of them at sales to try to see if there's one in there. And
because there's specific ones?
Yeah,
like
I think it's
like you find
like
a lion or
the
something
Lady
like that?
Die one or certain ones like that. I'm sure other people, that's not something I get into. But yeah, some of them are still available or collectible. I guess, it's one of those things where people are going to wait, I think, till it comes around again and it's going to hit. And then everyone's going to be like, did I throw all those out?
Yeah, but what was the appeal on those? Because, the Beanie Babies and they were such a big deal at the time. But, I still to this day, they're just little stuffed animals.
Yeah, obviously he did a great job promoting. He had the warehouse out in Bolingbrook. They've named parks after the guy. There's still a couple people around here that I've heard are really like monsters in that business. They're really, they have it all. They have the collectible ones. They've made thousands, many thousands on it, buying and selling. I mean, some people, I met a guy who actually would think out of the box when they were releasing the new ones, he would actually go to Bolingbrook, like in the wee hours in the morning, be there when they got their shipments and would like bribe the guys to get first, crack at them.
I get one of those?
Yeah.
You got the little seal?
Right. It's just something I never really got into.
I mean, I kid and I joke, but you're right. People made thousands of dollars off this stuff.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah. Back in the day, that was huge. I picked up a poster that was like brand new mint, and I thought it'd be like at least a $20 or $25 item. Turns out it's like worth $3, and it's like, and it was like new, sealed, rolled up.
How often does that happen to you, Greg? How often?
Oh man,
where...
for every four times that happens, there's the one time that I find something for a dollar that's worth like $400. So it's cool, It's like okay, you take the good with the bad, and it's like we were talking last week, how many times do I have to go to a sale till I find something really cool?
Right.
It's usually between 5 and 8 sales, whether it's a garage sale or a state sale. But, it's great. It's a thrill, and it's also learning and kind of preserving some of the past as well,
Well, it's interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Denise. Denise, what do you got, Denise?
Okay, I got a old coin by Eisenhower.
Okay.
Okay,
it says from the year 1953 to 1961, and it says on here that he was the 34th president.
Okay,
yeah, but what kind of coin is it?
Okay, it's a let's see.
Is it it's not a dime, is it? Because they would do the nuclear dimes where it'd be like a dime, and then they put it in like a bigger plastic case.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
But that's probably not what you have, right?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to read on here, see what it is.
Okay.
You know, I got
You're gonna need a microscope.
Yeah, you gotta put your glasses on for this one.
Small print.
No, I got my magnifying glass with me.
All right, that's I have one too.
Okay, let's see. Just bear with me.
All right.
But this look like a. Oh boy. I'm a read on here. I think it's a dollar.
A dollar, a half dollar.
About the size of a half dollar, or a dollar, or what size?
Let me see. Look like a. Wait a minute. Oh, I need me some more light. I'm gonna find this because I'm waiting to find it. I'm so excited about this.
I'm loving it, Denise.
What else do you collect, Denise?
I just got this.
Okay.
All right.
And I've been here this for so long. It got a lot of writing in the back of it, too.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, well, why don't we do this, Denise? We'll let you go. And Greg, from what she's explained, well, I mean, are coins worth that anything like that?
Yeah. I mean even 19, I guess, pre-50s quarters can be worth like $9 because they have more silver content.
Okay.
You know, I'm not nowhere near an expert with coins, but I have learned that much where you try to get the ones that have a little bit more silver content and, you know, they can get a little bit more.
What do you think she's talking about? I mean, the idea of it being Eisenhower on the front.
Yeah.
I mean, I
hope she'll call back and let us know, like, what it was attached to or what the, you know, what the coin actually had on each side or, well, on the other side anyway.
We won't hold our breath on that.
Right.
312-981-7200. How about beer clocks? That's what 847 wants to know. He's got a Clydesdale Colts clock.
Yeah, those are awesome. The Clydesdale, any of those, like, motion-type old, like, 60s, 70s-type clocks, like the Ham's Waterfall, you know, stuff like that, those still can go for big money. I've seen, God, the Clydesdale ones, maybe a grand. You know,
really?
$800 or $1,000.
Do they have to be? I mean, you have to be in mint condition to get that.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to be mint as long as they're working. The movement still works within the clock. It was more, you know, obviously advertising it just something, I guess, to maybe look at behind the bar when they were displaying them.
All right, 312-981-7200. We're playing Swap Meet tonight. Greg Flamm is here at DuPage Picker. We'll take a break for the news. We'll come back and we'll see what your stuff is worth. Stay with us. Thanks, David. It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Greg Flamm, because it is Thursday night. It's time for Swap Meet. Greg Flamm can be found on Twitter at @DuPagePicker. What I love about it, I've got some texts that are like, I need to find the value of this. They're almost treating you like an appraiser. Like, you're a guy who's like,
right.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm an appraiser. I'll tell you exactly, you know what that's going to be? That's going to be $35.
Right, exactly.
That's not necessarily what we're doing here. What we're doing is really sharing the cool things we have. And then Greg tells you, if you're really looking to find what it's worth, you can do it on your own. You can figure it out. But now he's giving you guidance to move in a direction, not necessarily buy or sell it up for you. Does
right.
Make sense?
Yeah. And some things, obviously, people just want to know if they're worth anything at all. And then they want to know if they want to keep it or sell it.
I just want to know what Download Nation has.
Right.
What kind of junk everybody has.
Yeah. It's great because we're getting into deeper.
Yeah, right.
More than bears and Pope stuff, you know. So that's
no Pope.
Good.
We've had no Pope stuff tonight.
Right.
All right. Let's go to Roxanne. Roxanne, what do you got, Roxanne?
I have quite a bit of beetle paraphernalia.
Awesome.
One item in particular is probably from my 9th or 10th birthday cake: plastic figurines that beetles. I also have beetle cards and from that era. They are opened, but you know, and a beetle tray with, you know, their pictures on. I'm just wondering if that stuff is worth anything.
Yeah, right.
Well, the figurines, I would definitely look up. There's probably a handful of different ones, so you have to identify them, you know, the right way. The cards. Unless you have like the complete set again, you know, they're probably like, I don't know, less than a dollar a piece. I have some myself and it's taken forever to sell. But yeah, the figurines for sure are probably your winner there. The platter, you could look it up. The
it's
dolls,
like a metal tray.
You know, I've had a lot of that stuff and, you know, bought and sold. And beetles usually sell. You have no problem, especially if it's pre-80s.
Yeah, if it's pre trip to India, that stuff will all sell.
Right.
Yeah, they're from like 62, 63. Yeah, yeah.
If it's pre-sitar. you're right. In.
Yeah. Right. One more thing I was just wondering about. We have an unopened box of Air Jordan
shoes?
Basketball cards.
Oh, cards.
Cards. We were all shoes.
Right, shoes.
Got us excited.
No, these are like that was that special Rare Air, I believe it was called, Michael Jordan cards. Hmm. And we do have an unopened, still in the seal box.
Okay, do you remember where you got them or how you got them?
We probably bought them when they first came out. It was like, I want to say, must have been the 90s, right when he was,
Right.
Yeah,
in the mix.
before he was introduced to sitar.
Right. It's pre-sitar Jordan.
Right, pre-sitar Jordan.
No, thanks, Jordan stuff does pretty well, obviously, so you definitely want to check that out. I just not
is Jordan stuff
how
like the
it.
Bears stuff where everybody's got Michael Jordan stuff because there was so much paraphernalia around those Bulls teams.
Yeah, but again, like the Bears stuff, it's Chicago has it all, so it's more people out of state that are buying that. If you put it online, like I mentioned before, some Chicago themed bars across the country, they want to decorate their bar, so they buy that stuff.
All right, let's go to Bob. Bob, what do you got, Bob?
How you doing, fellas?
I'm good.
Hi, Bob.
We're good, man. What do you got?
Well, I have a couple of things. First of all, a circa maybe early 1950s manual Eastman Kodak movie camera that's in, pretty good condition.
Okay.
And then I have some golf clubs that are the old wooden shaft that say, rather than 5-iron, it'll say Mashie.
Okay.
Mashie Niblick for the different slope, for the different irons.
Okay. No, you got a couple
Thanks,
good
Bob.
Things there. I would, I would definitely take it to a golf pro and have those checked out. That's kind of out of my realm a little bit. The, what was it, the 1950s?
Yeah, the Eastman Kodak.
Yeah, cameras are hit or miss. I mean, sometimes they're like $3 and sometimes they're hundreds. I do notice the Kodak, the Polaroid SX70s, those surprised me how much those are worth. And that was the collapsible instant one. And it's amazing how much those are holding their value. But instant cameras hold their value.
For me in the golf clubs, it's got to be. These are the golf clubs of when I played behind Walter Matthau at the public course. You got to have a story. You can't just say, of golf club.
Yeah,
right?
I do know the wooden ones, like he's talking about, those hold their value.
It was me. Matthau, Ted Knight.
All right. Caddyshack. Right. The gopher popped up. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Let's go to Marvin. Marvin, what do you got?
Hi, I've got playbills like from our going all the way back to Hare when this was in Chicago.
Okay.
Pearl Bailey at the McCormick Place. That was a long time ago.
Sure.
Sleuth with Michael Caine. Just a lot of play bills and
Are any of them signed by chance? And sometimes you might not know. You just got to look through them. Sometimes like I'll buy an album and it will be signed and I
Michael
didn't know
Caine
it.
Might be sneaky. He does like page six.
Right. Well, I mentioned last week. I don't know if it was on the air, but Hamilton signed play bills are crazy high. I mean, obviously it's
Marvin,
Hamilton.
Marvin, did you see these plays or you just found the play bills?
No, I saw the plays.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's another thing where people collect those in bulk and they'll. Was a decoupage a door? They'll find like an old door and just plaster that with different playbills and then sell the door for $1,500. So,
all right, there you go. Thanks.
Are you going to give us some contact information?
For what?
For you.
You can reach at Twitter.
Yeah, on Twitter at @DuPagePicker. Check it out, Marvin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marvin.
All right, there we go. Let's go to Ann. Ann, what do you got, Ann?
Hi. I have a poster from the first Chicago Fest. It looks like it was August 3rd through the 12th in 79.
Now you're talking. That's the stuff I like to find, and I haven't seen a poster, so that's kind of cool.
The sponsors were Perrier and WFMT, and it's a poster. It shows the skyline of Chicago, and then it has a Navy Pier. And then it lists all the stages and all the performers.
Real quick, my favorite memory when it was at Navy Pier was seeing Billy Squire on the stage there. And he worked out a thing with his roadie where he threw his guitar behind his drummer. It looked like he was thrown in the lake, but he had a roadie down below the drum set catching it. But it was the best ever.
Stroke this, stroke me.
Right.
Catch my guitar!
Yep.
Yeah. And if you got a, if you had that guitar, Ann, that'd right. be worth something.
Right, exactly.
No, that's cool. I would. I don't know what that's worth, and you know, obviously, Greg's going to know more than me, but I think that's a keeper.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to guess 40 to 100 maybe for that.
All right, there you go.
Oh, well,
you can pay a utility bill.
Right.
Yeah, I'd keep it. Okay. I'd keep it if I
would.
You.
And if I saw it, I'd keep it.
Yeah, don't get rid of that, Ron. Ron, what do you got, Ron?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to make a quick comment. You were talking about Sperry Hutchinson, the SNH Green Stamps.
Right.
And I collected, my dad collected them, and there was like books that you had to fill.
Right.
And you would find these things all over. You would find them at gas stations.
Exactly.
I think Jewel, and I may be wrong about this, but possibly even Goldblatt's.
Right, a lot of stores.
They have offered them. And I actually got some pretty good toys. I remember... And I'll let you go. I had this, like, I was about maybe eight, nine years old. I had these, like, blocks. But they were plastic brick blocks. And you could build, like, houses and forts and castles.
Yeah, they're a bigger kind, right?
Army
yeah.
men. I had, like, my little army men behind these walls. And they were just great products.
Yeah, I just remember seeing the stamps all over and
thanks, Ron.
Not getting the prizes or the redemption from it. I just remember seeing these stamps all over the house.
224 says, I have pictures of Al Capone in Chicago locations.
Well, yeah, that's Capone's like, you know, everyone, you go travel. It's like Capone, Jordan, you know, it's
everybody loves
everyone
that, yeah.
wants that, yeah.
Catherine asks, what about Toby mugs? What are Toby mugs?
That's stumping me for a moment here. It's Toby mugs. Maybe they can call in or text and let us know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know what a Toby mugs. Maybe like Toby Maguire
yeah,
from the Spider-Man movies?
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank. It's probably maybe something it's, obvious that I'm missing. But
maybe it's Toby Maguire from the horse movie?
Right.
Remember he's in the horse
Toby.
Movie? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Just trying to help out. Being uncooperative. 815. I have a book from the Chicago Commerce Department. It looks like it's in good condition and it's essentially, talks, it's a free book that, that sort of sets up skyscrapers like Sears Tower, Hancock, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely, that's the theme. Chicago, does he have a year? He doesn't have a year on that.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
He does not have a year or a complete sentence.
Bonus.
And that text is all over the place. A lot of words there I'm not go. Understanding there, but so I will be the facilitator
there you go.
For you. Yes,
right,
there's
thanks.
A year on it is 1970s.
Oh, then it, yeah, it's gold.
All right, there we go. See, there you go. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll wrap up Swap Meet. There's a lot of text here I want to get to. Catherine said it's an old ceramic drinking mug, the Toby mug.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. We're getting somewhere. It's almost like she's
some.
Getting clues. Keep going, Catherine.
Right.
Like one more.
You what know? Color's there the handle?
There you go. Greg Flams in studio. Stay with us. Playing Swap Meet tonight here on the download. Greg Flams in studio. He's at DuPage Picker on Twitter. Let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. Henrietta. Henrietta,
hi.
What do you got?
My brother and I both have autographed baseballs signed by Moose Scourin.
Wow, yeah.
So I don't know if that's worth anything. Signature is a little faint on the one that I have.
Okay.
You got the short end.
He was...
Mm-hmm.
Your brother ripped
swap
you off.
It, he won't yeah. know.
So I don't know.
No, that's good. And as we've talked in the past, sometimes the single or just two signatures on a ball are more than the team ball because some of those were auto-signed by people.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, and, you know, Moose recently passed, and I would think, you know, it's probably something you want to hold on to, I would think, if you have just that one signature. Did you actually see, you know, were you there when he signed it, or were you at a game, or how did that work out?
No, well, we were cleaning out the house after my dad died
okay,
and
so
found,
dad,
the,
yeah.
found the baseballs. Yeah, he Moose was it lived in our neighborhood at the time.
Oh. Yeah,
was
I always loved when Moose was on a Hawk. That was a lot of fun.
Henrietta, yeah, my suggestion, since he lived in the neighborhood and that was a ball that I don't. I mean, I don't know what it's worth because you could probably someone would go, "Oh, I'll give you $15 for it," but it seems like it's better with the emotional value. I would keep it.
Yeah.
And maybe you could find someone in the family that it means more to, or, you know, but
yeah.
to put a dollar amount.
Or swap it with your brother and
20,
get the better signature.
Somewhere in there. Yep, thanks. Get the better one.
Okay. Thanks, Henry.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
708 says, I have some WLS calendars, I think, from the 70s. And we have the DJs also. Each month had a band featured, Loverboy, etc.
Wow. Yeah, I collect the old surveys. You know, they had like the top 40 listed there. And then every week they would feature a DJ in the corner. And, you know, and recently sold about 40 of them in for about $80. It was crazy how high they went. Yeah. And I've got some WJJD ones I'm going to list soon. And I just can't find out what they're worth, though. But I know those are worth more than the WLS because they're older.
219 says, never played with, 1970, all original inbox, complete Lincoln Log set.
There you go. That's what you're looking for when you're doing old toys. You want them sealed. You want them never played with. Even the condition of the box, how you stored it, that's important. But
all that suffering as a kid.
Right. Hopefully they bought two sets, so they played with one.
You don't touch those Lincoln Logs.
That's why I tell people nowadays. They're going on a shelf. You know, buy two so you can play with one and store the other one.
Is any of that Star Wars stuff? Is that really the big push? Like if there's a Han Solo that's still in the box?
Oh yeah, especially if it's like 77, like the Kenner stuff. After post that, it's hard to get rid of. But the Kenner pre 77 around there is bigger.
Hmm. Okay, 773 says I have a Bulls jersey autographed by the whole team the year they won their first championship with Jordan. And then and they say price, as if you're going to tell them.
Right. That's out of my realm. I take it to any sportsman who'll be at your place, they'll tell you. But it's cool. It's the whole team, and it was a championship year, so why would you want to sell it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like you could get a couple $100 for that.
Yeah, easily. I would think.
If Craig Hodges is on it.
Right.
I don't know if he was even on the team, but.
No, Horace Grant's goggles, maybe.
Yeah, maybe, right? 630 says, I have Chicago Bears, Houston Oilers, and Dallas Cowboys rounded rocks glasses from Shell gas station. Are they worth anything?
Yeah, I'd probably say $5 to $7 a piece. I see those quite often, especially the Bears ones. I'm guessing they were the like charcoal tinted ones, if those are the same ones, but yeah.
Okay. 708 says, I have two Liberty Head silver dollars, a 1900 and an 1879.
Wow. I'd definitely get those checked out somewhere. I couldn't even begin to quote what that would be, but definitely have them checked out.
I mean, yeah, I mean, they're going to be worth more than the silver dollar value.
Right,
yeah. Okay, 815's got a numbered lithograph of 1980 Team USA Hockey, Miracle on Ice, autographed by all the team members and coaches, including Herb Brooks.
Wow, yeah, anything Miracle on Ice,
that goes for a lot.
A great year, yeah. And any of that stuff usually is pretty big.
There you go, man.
So that's probably the big winner tonight, the biggest one.
That is the biggest
dollar amount, probably, yeah.
Because everyone wants Miracle on Ice stuff?
Miracle on Ice is signed by the whole team. I mean, that's
including
that's
Herb Brooks?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's such a big deal. I mean, like I understand having the coach on it would be great. But
right. It's just that Miracle on Ice, something about that, it's... It's probably higher than Super Bowl beers, for that matter, for some people.
Wow. I don't know.
It's more nationwide thing,
too. The sticker yearbook that I've got with the Bears on the front. Okay, 847, I have the Like Ike button. I Like Ike button that changed from the Ike picture to the wording.
That's
Ed and Joliet.
Yeah, the presidential pins, people collect those. Some are... I couldn't tell you what that particular one is worth. I think I've seen it where it's lenticular, I think is how they say that, where if you turn it, it changes.
It's like that was a lot of technology for that.
Right, that was big. After they did the styrofoam hat, so where do you go,
We need something. We need a button that changes. That's impossible. Gary, that's impossible.
Right.
You can't have a button that changes from one image to another. Well, damn it, this is Ike we're talking about. We need to make it happen.
Right. Make it so.
Make it so. And they did it. And they did it. See? Nike. American ingenuity. 606, like the S&H stamps, my mother collected Top Value stamps. You got them after buying groceries and gasoline. She got all of our vacation needs, like camp stoves, tables, chairs, with these stamps. Saved Dad a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that program, but that back in the day, it was a lot of that. Bel Air, I remember my mom, smoking and having those coupons from Bel Air cigarettes.
773 says, I have a signed Rolling Stone magazine with Jim McMahon on the cover.
Wow. Couldn't tell you a value. I'd probably say 30 to 50. Nothing against Mr. McMahon, but
yeah.
you know, but I again, like, it was Super Bowl.
Yeah, so. Again, yeah, I mean, maybe somebody outside of Chicago would be down with that. Yep. Although that was a national magazine, so.
Right.
847, how about two tickets to the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, 1977?
Wow, I would think those would be in demand, that's for sure. You wouldn't have a problem selling those, especially online.
You just need to know that you can't redeem those tickets.
Right.
That show, yeah. The Tonight Show. Yeah. That would be great to show up and be like, I never used these.
Right.
It's still the check. Tonight Show, right? It's
you're right.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
773, I have an old poster with Wrigley Field and Comiskey Park that the tourist division gave out.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen that one yet. That sounds interesting, though, and be interested to see what year it might be.
It doesn't sound... No, I don't like that one. First of all, who in the tourism division is like, you know what's a group everyone's going to love? A picture of where the White Sox play and a picture where the Cubs play.
Right.
Like, that would be the one thing that each side of the park is like, I don't want that.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe you make some money because everyone's like, I don't want that.
Yeah, unless it's promoted Chicago, I don't know.
Wow, look at this one. 847. I have an American Olympic Committee report, 1936 games from Berlin, Germany.
Wow. Yeah, that's the Jesse Owens. So that. Yeah, that's... rare. I mean, that's something you don't even know where to begin with that, but you definitely, you know, I'm sure someone would want that, you know, at an auction or something.
Well, this is too fun, man.
Yep.
There's so much great stuff. I was hoping that the woman would call back. I forgot her name, Pete. The
Denise, was it?
Denise, yeah. Denise on the coin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she was in the middle of getting her magnifying glass off and we had to...
Yep, and I put some calls in to see. to see what the Ike... quarter was it?
Yeah.
She kept on calling back and then dropping out.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was on a bad phone or she couldn't.
Well, she had her phone and she had the magnifying glass.
Right.
She had the coin. She dropped the phone. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I think she said the lighting was bad.
The lighting was bad. It was dark, pitch black.
Yeah. Right. Well, there's always next week.
Well, next week, yeah. Thanks, Denise. And thanks to Greg Flam. He's
Justin.
DuPage Picker on Twitter. This is Swap Meet. It's every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. We'll be back next Thursday to evaluate what kind of Chicago junk you've got.
Thanks, right? Everyone.
Thanks. Stay with us. Denise, did you figure it out? Did you figure out more about the coin?
Yeah, I got a little description on the back of it. Okay, it says on the back of it, Dwayne D. Eisenhower was born October 14, 1890. Nickname, Ike, Population, Hero of World War II.
So this is a coin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And
it said, added in arrangement, the career, true first.
That's how
president.
They did bios back in the 50s. Now huh? just put the bio on
coins.
A coin.
Yeah, they say he was first president of 50 states.
Wow.
And then they say he died March 28, 1969.
All right. Well, thank you, Denise.
Thanks for calling
Let's
back.
Let's see if it's worth anything, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
I take it to a coin dealer, coin collector, and have them evaluate.
Not only that, take it to the coin dealer and then do that exact same pitch.
Right.
Explain it to him in the exact same way. Yep. I don't know what that is. It sounds like a bio on a coin, but hey, Denise, I think you're onto something.